At Pewaukee High School, every senior on the football team started at least one game this year, and that includes senior Ava Matz, who took snaps as quarterback in the homecoming game there. She completed a 10-yard touchdown pass and worked to break down barriers for girls and women in sports. Ava Matz played free safety and quarterback for the Pewaukee High School's football team, the Pirates. She also plays basketball and softball. A senior at Pewaukee High School, she joins us from there right now. Ava, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Before we get to football, obviously sports are huge for you. How did you get so into sports?
I mean, I think my parents always had me in a sport at one age or another. And, you know, I like the busy lifestyle, but I'm also very competitive. That comes with everything, board games, anything. I love to compete.
Now, football, we've seen girls play usually on special teams at the high school level. What made you want to pursue, you know, playing positions, quarterback and safety?
You know, quarterback, my parents always told me I kind of had an arm, and at recess I'd always play with the boys, and I'd be like, yeah, like, this is something I wanted to do. And then freshman year, we kind of got to, like, pick our positions and stuff like that, and I was like, I'm going to rock it at quarterback. Like, I'm going to try it out and see how I do. And I stuck with it. Originally, I had started as an outside linebacker of my freshman year. That wasn't really the place for me. Sophomore year, I got moved to free safety, and I enjoyed it much more. It was just a better fit for me physically. And I helped lead the VR team my junior season and senior season. I was a leader to the young guys, kind of showing them the ropes and stuff like that, and making sure that there's people to fill the shoes when us seniors leave.
What kind of response did you get, especially from your teammates?
You know, at first I think they were a little unsure, like, why is she here? What is she looking to do? And you know what, as now seniors, all the boys, I share a ton of love for them. They respect me. They treat me so kindly. They make sure, you know, like, I got taken down a couple times during the game. You know, they're right there to pick me back up, ask me if I'm doing okay. They're always there looking out for me, and I couldn't ask for another set of boys.
Now, you are in the books now. You have a touchdown completion to your name in that game. What was that moment like?
You know, it was a little scary. The play kind of, in reality, did fall apart, you know, but I put my trust in the boys, and, you know, I knew that Krzyzewski would take it all the way, and he, you know, it was second thought. He just did it, and he made it happen, so.
Now, yeah. This is part of a wider effort for you, not just for yourself, but for other girls maybe coming up into high school to try, maybe it's not football, but to try sports and maybe ones that girls don't think about pursuing. What is your message to them if they're listening right now or their parents are listening right now?
I think my message is always, like, try hard. You know, if you have a big dream, you know, always follow it. My big dream was to play football, and, you know, I stuck with it and I followed it, and, you know, I couldn't be more happy with the decision I made. You know, you have dreams because it's something you want to pursue and it's something you're interested in, and, you know, you have to take risks and you're going to make mistakes, but in the end, that just makes you a better person, a better player, better athlete. And it's so amazing to see other girls out there. You know, when we were playing our homecoming game, there was actually another girl on the other team. And after the game, she came up and talked to me and was like, you're so inspiring. And I think, like, I'm not the only one that's doing it, but to see that we can inspire others to do it makes it all the more worth it.
Talking to Pewaukee High School senior Ava Matz, athlete in multiple sports, basketball, softball, and on the football team. Ava, as I mentioned, you are a senior now. Do you have a vision for what you want to do athletically after you graduate?
Yeah, my plans are to get accepted into UW-Madison and row on the Badgers rowing team for the women's team.
Have you done crew? Have you done rowing before?
I have never done it before, so it's going to be a completely new experience. But, you know, I think being well-rounded in athletics, each sport's different. You know, football, basketball, softball, each of them are a little bit different. And I think it'll help out and be in my favor.
Now, what's three sports? You never really have a rest period, right? Could you talk about your workload being in three sports, all of which have fairly intensive training regimens?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, football starts right away in the summer. So, you know, like, once school ends, we get a week off, and then we have, like, the off-season conditioning, strength training, everything like that. And typically, well, like, last year since we went to state, you know, I missed the first 2 weeks of basketball season. This week we unfortunately lost in level two. So I had a week off, took that time to rest, heal up, and now we're into basketball season. We're on week two. And then right after that, it's softball. It's never ending. It's so busy, but I feel like I thrive with a busy schedule. I love to be around my teammates. They make me a better person, better student.
Can you talk about that that social connection value that you get out of sports? That's something that I think people don't always think of as we're just watching the game on the field.
Yeah, I mean, having teammates, you know, like there's solo sports out there, but most of my success comes from my teammates, you know, like pushing me at practice, pushing me in the weight room, you know, pushing me to be a good student too, you know, like they hold me accountable. And I think that's helped me be so successful in sports and in schools. They hold me accountable and I hold them accountable. And, you know, from there, you only take steps off each other. You grow and you just make this friendship and pretty much a family. You become a family with your teammates because you care for their successes. They care for yours. And it's really important to have teammates that support you and that are looking to help you.
And I should ask, I know you played quarterback and free safety on the football team. What are your positions in basketball and softball?
Basketball, the past couple years, I've kind of been playing a post role, but this year, we're like everybody's kind of like wings, guards, stuff like that. And in softball, I play first base.
All right, Ava, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the next steps in your athletic career.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Been talking to Ava Matz, a senior at Pewaukee High School who played this season on her school's football team. She opened as the quarterback for Pewaukee's homecoming game this season, has a touchdown completion to her name. Ava joins us to talk about playing as a woman on an all-male team and why she wants to help encourage other women to check out a wider variety of sports.